Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is your wake-up call for the 25th of May, 2017. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my weekly sermon show. I listen to the other pastor's shows and other shows elsewhere. I just don't sit here and listen to my own stuff. And I'm going to be quite honest. I was listening to Pastor Dan's show last night. And there was a brother on there that was in deep pain. And my heart went out to him. And it affected me so greatly. Listening to the story of his family and how they were going astray, and it was just really hurting the brother, and the Spirit spoke to me, and I have to do my sermon show about that today, and I'm going to title this show Pain. Because that's what a lot of us are going through as we see our families self-destructing. And we who are on the right path that worship Yahweh and follow His commandments to the best of our ability know what's coming for our loved ones, okay? And it's very, very unpleasant. And something would be wrong with us if we did not feel this pain. It would mean our hearts had grown cold. And that's also spoken of in scriptures. The love of many will grow cold, but those of us that do have love in our hearts as given to us by Yahweh, hurt when we see the self-destruction of the family. But this is not a new thing. I would like you to turn to the book of Micah. It's in the prophets. Micah chapter 7. Verses 5 and 6. We'll start with verse 5. I'm going to be reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. That's my favorite copy. It's a Holy Name Bible. Many, many corrections have been made. So I'll read from Micah chapter 7, beginning in verse 5. Trust no friend, rely on no companion, and guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. In verse 6. For son is despising father, daughter rises up against her mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, the enemies of a man are the men of his own house. Okay, that's pretty hard right there. I would like you to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 34 through 37. It's chapter 10, verses 34 through 37. Verse 34. This is Yeshua Messiah himself speaking. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to bring division. A man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies are those of his own house, quoting Micah. Okay? Quoting Micah. Verse 37. This is a key verse here. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So, the brothers and sisters in there that out among us in the remnant that put Yahweh first as is commanded and love Yeshua and stand for him are following Yeshua's commands. They are being obedient. And it is a very hard thing to do, to step aside from one's family. When the family itself, the family member, goes out and joins some weird cult in apostasy, in universalism, with all this weird stuff that some of these cults have in the name of Judeo-Christianity, Judeo-Christian Universalist churches. And we of the remnant who follow the true path love these family members, okay? Love is in our hearts because it is our nature to be loving and compassionate. And if that is not there, there's something wrong with us. We have grown cold, and there is a problem there. So I was listening to this brother tell about how his family had gone off to the Philippines or whatever, and all these weird cults, and they were going to do this mission work and do all this stuff. And he's really hurting because he knows they're going against Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Luke, please. Chapter 12. This is the second witness by Luke. Chapter 12, verse 51. This repeats what we heard in Matthew. Do you think that I came to give peace on earth? I say to you, no, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house shall be divided, three against two, and two against three. Father shall be divided against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. It's a virtual repeat of what Yahshua had said earlier. This is a description of what is going on in this brother's life. It's terrible. It's ripping him apart inside. And we've been talking on EFR, a lot of the pastors have been, we had a conference about end times, the last days, the tribulation. Pastor Dan hits it extremely hard. He's got it down. There are many signs that we are in the tribulation. Talking, I'll get into Revelations in here in a couple of minutes about the water and the trees and all of that. I'll get into that. Just be patient. But I want to get it back in the book of Matthew again. I won't have you flip-flopping too much here, flipping pages. Chapter 10, verse 21. Okay, chapter 10, verse 21. This is telling you what's going to happen in these last days. What is happening now, currently, end times? Chapter 10, verse 21. And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and a father his child. And children shall rise up against parents and shall put them to death. And you shall, this speaking to the remnant, and you shall be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. Well, this brother last night was talking about his own family hating him. Sister-in-law, nutcase. Left-wing libtard, way out there. Turned his brother against him. Now his brother's way out there. This is a Christian man we're talking about, and how can he not feel this pain? If he didn't feel the pain of his own family turning against him, he would not be a Christian man, would he? No, he would not. Because the Holy Spirit and the spirit of compassion that comes, that is inherent in our Christianity, causes us to feel the pain of loss because we're losing a relative to the dark side. I'd like you to turn one more thing here to Mark. The book of Mark, chapter 13. Book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 12. Another witness in Mark. And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children shall rise up against parents, and shall put them to death. Verse 13, and you shall be hated by all because of my name, but he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. Okay, the very name Israel means he overcomes without. We are the overcomers as described in the book of Revelations. We have to overcome this. This brother is dealing with it, but he shared his pain with Pastor Dan last night. And it really got to me. I mean, to hear what he was feeling in his voice, it hurt me too, because I feel for him. I feel empathy. I'm not Bill Clinton. I feel your pain. No, that's not what it's at. That's not where it's at. We are Christian brothers. Brotherhood. I've done a sermon on brotherhood. We bear each other's burdens, and that includes feeling pain. These are the last days. And it is tearing us to pieces, seeing our own. Now, even if I am not direct family lineage with these other brothers and sisters out there, they are of the same womb of Israel. They're Adelphos. They are kindred. Distant, but whatever. There's lots of Israelites left. But we're down. To about one third of our population. There's a lot of descriptions in the book of Revelations in chapter 8 about what's coming. Chapter 8, verse 7 of Revelations. And the first messenger sounded, and there came to be hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Now, I agree that we are in the beginning of the tribulations right now. I think we're coming out of the time of Jacob's trouble. With all the violence that's occurring, and the hate speech laws and the restrictions and the censorship on the internet, we may lose the internet. Do you realize that? What are you going to do when you can't search anything, and if you search the wrong thing, somebody kicks your door in? That could be on the way, because they're planning on it. You know, you're not allowed to say this, you're not allowed to say that. Or free speech? Oh, please. But it's part of the Constitution. Oh, please. The Constitution has been raped up one side and down the other. They don't go by the Constitution anymore. They go by the power of the gun, like Chairman Mao said. Yeah, but he was a communist. Well, they're not. Please, give me a break. I did a show called A Ton of Bricks. Does a ton of bricks have to fall on your head before you wake up? Well, it's getting so late in the game now, brothers and sisters, that the ones that won't wake up may not have the opportunity. But it says here in verse 7 of chapter 8, that the first messenger sounded, and there came to be hail and fire mixed with blood. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. And verse 8, and the second messenger sounded, and what looked like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, okay? And maybe not blood, but red with some kind of a chemical. If we have an impact here on this planet, you know, it's hard to interpret these prophecies. But we see all this sci-fi stuff about asteroids and meteorites and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's sounds like a great burning mountain falling into the sea, what might be a fiery asteroid or comet or whatever. And who knows what the chemical composition of that mass that comes down and goes into the sea, what that would do to the salt water, besides create a great tsunami if it hits in the Atlantic Ocean. It's going to wipe out that tsunami. If it's that big, it'll hit everything on our East Coast and go over and hit the coastline of Europe, the British Isles. And it backs it up here, verse 9, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Well, yeah, in a great big tsunami. I agree with Pastor Dan that I think we are in the early stages of the tribulation. But I have always contended it's going to get much, much, much worse. And he feels so much about it that he wants to form survival communities to get us through it. And I agree with that. I think it's a great idea. We're not going to get through this peaceably, folks. I'm sorry. But, oh, I don't want to get involved. You are involved when you were born white. And you no longer have a choice. You are involved. You're not going to be involved. You are involved. And if you absolutely refuse to do anything to help yourself, you're hit. And as they are taking you away to be killed and going to kill your children, don't cry to me. We've been warning you and warning you and warning you, and if it falls on deaf ears, that's your fault. Don't say we didn't tell you. All of these pastors here have been trying to exhort the people to change their lifestyle and get prepared for what is coming. We give you historical perspectives, how they've lied. We give you health tips. We give. And some of you take it, some of you don't. Some of you just listen and laugh it off. It's on you. Verse 10, and the third messenger sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the fountains of water. That means you won't have water to drink. And the verse 11, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. That, you know what wormwood is? That's poison hemlock. That's what wormwood is. And a third of the waters became wormwood. Well, haven't the waters been poisoned? And many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. Okay, can you go to a river or a stream and just dip a cup in it and just freely just drink that water? Would you do that today? With all the crud and poison that they've dumped into our water resources, would you just go down and dip a cup in there and drink that water straight out? Bet you wouldn't. Well, I'll run it through my Berkey. Well, you're not going to. Yeah. Many men died from the waters. What if the people don't have a Berkey? How many people out there actually have them? That'll take this poison out. How many? One in 100,000? How many of us are preppers and survivalists and actually, you know, are there a million people in the United States that have them? I don't think so. I have a different type of filter that'll do for tap water right now. But I'll be getting a Berkey. Don't care if they're clumsy to carry around. I'll be getting the Berkey and I'll be getting a bunch of filters, extra filters. And our little group that is forming are going to survive. And we're all older folks. But we're going to make it. Verse 12. And the fourth messenger sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. Okay, what's that going to do to the plant life on this planet? See, this is what's coming. What we've got now is the beginning of it, and you see how horrible it is now, where in our cities there are places we can't go because they've been taken over by gangs. And when things break down and the welfare state breaks down and the financial collapse comes, there's going to be absolute anarchy. And we are not going to be able to stay in the cities. That's why Pastor Dan's idea is so good, to make these little survival communities. Set them up, not just one spot, but all over in the basic safe areas we establish. safe areas. Not only was this brother feeling pain over his family, but all of us are going to feel pain when all of this other stuff happens. And the story that he told about his family and the Judeo-Christian cult that they got into is another indicator that these are the final days. This is happening to this brother now. It's not coming, it's here. It may not have happened to your family yet, but there will come a time, perhaps, when some of your own family will turn against you. I know a lot of people in Christian Identity that have lost their families because of their true belief. They don't want to be libtards and touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, and do the, oh, God is love. They don't want to do all that routine. God is love, but he's also a God of justice and wrath. They don't like to mention that. He's given us rules to live by, and if you don't live by them, then you're not going to get the love, you're going to get the stick. But they don't want to talk about that. That hurts the collection plate. That runs people off from the business they call a church. All this preparation has to be done on an individual basis. You have to believe and then act on the belief. You cannot just have the belief and then not act. Same way with repentance. You can believe and you can repent, but if you don't act, it doesn't complete the repentance. So it's of no use. Does nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Oh, I have to do something? Yeah. You do. Oh. harsh reality is that the time is very, very short till it all hits the fan. We're in the beginning of the trib now. I agree with Pastor Dan. I really took a good, hard look at it, and he said, we're in trib now. And I said, well, all these things, but then there's so much more than what I just read. There's stuff all through the Bible, in Matthew, and a bunch of things. This stuff is coming, okay? It's coming during the tribulation. But the tribulation is beginning now because the violence is increasing. That's one of the major signs. Violence against our people. And they had the vid on about the Manchester bombing. And what the Jews media showed was a bunch of race-mixed people. That's not indicative of the majority of the Brits. They're white, but now they've had such an influx that they only feature on the news all these mixtures to make you think that the majority of the Britons are race mixed, and they are not. That is a lie of the media. More fake news. Now, whether it was a false flag or whatever in Manchester, I don't want to get into that. I'm just telling you what was on the video with the Jew and the Muslim praying together, and all of this, all the flowers and hearts and balloons and all that stuff, and that showed the mother and the father weeping over their wannabe rock star daughter, and both of them were tattooed up to the eyeballs. The mother was covered in tattoos. What kind of woman is that? I'll bet you they're not Christian people. But that's what they show on the Jews media. Like that's acceptable. I've got tattoos. I got them when I was stupid and ignorant and didn't know the word. Well, I'd heard the thing, you're not supposed to get tattoos, but I didn't really believe it in my heart. I was starting to at that point, but that's a long, long time ago. I'm an old biker, and we all have tattoos. But I wouldn't get one now. And I wish these had just worked their way through the skin and wash off in a shower like little decals. But they're not gonna. I'm stuck with them for life. The signs of the times. We keep hearing about signs of the times. It says in Scripture that men and women would lose their natural affections and would burn with lust for each other. Men for men and women for women. Well, what have we got today? We've got all these gays and lesbians and transgenders and space aliens and pedophiles going after sex with little children. Oh, please. What is sexually attractive about a child? They're cute little kids. Yeah, they're cute, but they're not a sex object. They're a child. They're not ready, not even physically ready for sex. That would be harmful and painful. They're not mature. Their bodies are not fully developed. If you have sex with a child, you're going to hurt that child, physically harm them. That's not a sign of the times. On and on and on and on and on. The point of the sermon is wake up. It's wake up call. See the pain that's going on around you. It may have not hit you yet because your family members may have not turned yet, but there's going to be somebody you know or you yourself that's going to come under this pain. And those of us that are called to preach and care deeply about all of Israel, especially the lost ones, this pain hits us really hard. We're seeing brothers and sisters that would be with us in the kingdom go down the other path into the pit of destruction willingly. They think it's a great thing. Sounds like a replay of AC/DC's Highway to Hell. Oh, that was lovely. Self-destruction has come to our people. Self-destruction. It's bad enough what the enemy is trying to do to us with destruction, but then our cooperation of a lot of our people, not all of us, those in CI are throwing up their hands in horror. Oh, no. But to convince family members that they're going down the wrong path, and they mock you and revile you because you're trying to tell them the word, that hurts. That's painful because you love that family member. And if they mock and revile you for speaking the word to them, they are in reality mocking and reviling our Messiah and Yahweh. The same way back in the days of Samuel, when he warned the Israelite people about what would happen if they wanted an earthly king. And Yahweh told Samuel, "They are not rejecting you, Samuel, they are rejecting me." Precisely what happened. And there's so many that reject him today. It's like in the time of Moses, when the camp was divided, those that were rebellious and those that were not rebellious. And the ones that were not rebellious were told to stand aside. And they did. And the earth opened up and swallowed the rebellious ones. Well, what do you think Yahweh's going to do when Yeshua returns? What's going to happen then? When we see family members burned up as the stubble. You think that's not going to be painful? That we won't feel pain? Are we going to rejoice when our brother or sister or father or mother comes under the wrath? It's not going to hurt? Well, it hurts now. Knowing what they're facing. Knowing what they're facing. Now, okay, I've gone over all of this. What do we do about it? What is our only option at this point? Everybody talks about the problems and they identify the problems. Well, me too. But what is our course of action now, not in the future, that's going to change, but right now, in May of 2017, our only option is deep and sincere daily prayer. Daily prayer. Pray without ceasing. And sincere prayer from an Israelite to the ears of Yahweh will be heard. Will be heard. If you are one of his, he will hear you. He won't hear the prayer of everybody. Only his chosen people that have repented and have come back to him. Those prayers he will hear. Pray for your family. Pray for all of Israel. Pray for the support of our pastors. Pray for the support of things like EFR. EFR is a blessing to our people. That's why I am so deeply involved, because I believe Yahweh is using this medium here to speak to our people. Now, we are not alone in this. Some of the pastors also are on other venues other than EFR, but anything that's carrying the true Christian identity message out there, pray for it. Pray for the health and well-being of those that work tirelessly. We need your prayers. Yahweh has blessed me exponentially, and I'm one of quite a few pastors out there that are teaching the word. The Assembly of Christian Israelites, we have formed that. We're no longer using the word church in any venue, because the word church itself has a pagan origin. We are using the biblical terms of assembly. We are an assembly, a congregation of Israel. It is not denominational. It has the basic tenets of Christian identity. Yahweh is the name of the supreme deity. Yahshua is the name of his only begotten son, the blood kinsman redeemer for Israel. There's only redemption through Yahshua's covenant that he established. If you accept that, you go by the rules. The Torah has not passed away. Only the sacrificial laws have been fulfilled. Your basic tenets. Everything is not nailed to the cross. That is a lie of the Judeos. There are no mixed breeds in our assembly. It is forbidden in Deuteronomy 23:2. No race mixers. No homosexuals. It's outlined in Scripture. It's a scriptural assembly, an ecclesia of called out ones. Now, we don't go out and try to proselytize and shove this down people's throats. If they want to listen to EFR and get the word, fine, good, listen. Learn, study, read the Bible along with us. But to go out on the street and irritate people, that's not the proper approach. Because they will reject you. And the rejection itself, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting the word of Yahweh and Yahweh himself. And that hurts, because if you're trying to teach Israelites and they're not listening and they're rejecting, they're your brothers and sisters. Mine too. And it hurts me, and I feel the pain of the rejection, because I love Yahweh and I love Yahshua, and to have another brother Israelite reject them, knowing the punishment that comes with that, the consequences, it hurts me, as it does you. If you have the Holy Spirit, you are feeling the pain. You identify with what I'm saying, as I identified with that brother last night that I listened to lamenting over his family that he loves. They struck him to his heart with what they're doing. And my heart goes out to that brother, and I say, Yahweh first, brother. You keep on that straight and narrow path. That's all you can do, and you can pray for your family without ceasing. But they have to make a willing choice, conscious decision, to come over to Yahweh. And if they don't, that is on them. We have free will. We are not puppets. Yahweh is not pulling any little strings, because he wants obedient, loving children. And if he just pulled strings, it wouldn't be real, would it? Wouldn't be real. It'd be fake. lip service only. He said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Well, that's what they're doing in the Judeo-Christian churches. They're putting on a good show. But if they're worshiping a Jewish Jesus, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Pain is with us now in the time of tribulation, the early part of the trib that we're seeing right now. I think the time of Jacob's trouble is ending and we are going full swing because of the signs that match what's in Scripture. All the signs are not happening all at once. They will continue on until they are all in full sway. We're going to see all this destruction from these angels. I think this summer is going to be a hot summer, physically and emotionally. I feel very strongly that there will be a great deal of violence this summer. I may be wrong. I cannot say I'm predicting or I'm a prophet, but that's my gut feeling, okay? I'm sharing that with you, and it's only an opinion, and you know what that's worth. But as things play out this summer, when it gets blistering hot in a lot of these cities and tempers flare, when everybody's on edge, whew, look out. And if there's any financial upheaval where the gravy train would be cut off, that will kick it in. Total anarchy when they're not getting their checks. And the freebies and the handouts end, and a lot of these mercenaries that they have hired aren't getting paid. Their checks bounce. Oh, they're gonna make sure they have goods because they're afraid of their own mercenaries. Believe me, a bunch of armed men that they pay, and if they don't pay them, they've still got the guns. Yeah. The time's coming, however, when we're speaking of pain, that they're going to feel pain, and it's going to come from Yahweh. So to my Christian Israelite brothers and sisters, occupy until the end and pray without ceasing. That's the course of action for right now. And Yahweh will open the doors and he will hear our prayer and he will open the doors and take action. We cannot fight this massive fraud system right now, but Yahweh can. He can bring it down. He can destroy their military. He can destroy their thugs. He can destroy all those that come against true Israel. And it may take a couple of years of time. See, it's on his time schedule, not ours. We want things now. Well, that's not how he works. Wait on Yahweh and be patient. That's all I can tell you. Wait on Yahweh. Tells you that all through scriptures. Wait on Yahweh. He's got everything in hand, and he will deal with a situation. Have faith. You have to endure in the faith till the end. And he will deliver us as he has done time after time after time in scriptures. But he's only going to deliver his remnant. The rest are going to go by the wayside. Those that don't worship him and go to the fake churches have doomed themselves. That, you know, if they don't convert and come back and call upon the name of Yahweh, it says, those who call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Not the Lord, just Yahweh. And we try to teach them, oh, the name doesn't make any difference. Yes, it does. He's given it to us time after time after time all through Scripture. The name is important. Otherwise, he wouldn't have given it to us and stressed it. All through Scripture, he says, I am Yahweh. He doesn't say, I am the Lord. He says, I am Yahweh. He identifies himself time after time after time in all the books. The people that don't like the law, the antinomians, that want to set aside the law, they make Yeshua Messiah a liar. Because he said, I do not set aside the law, I just fulfill it. Not one jot or tittle of the Torah shall fail until heaven and earth pass away. Well, it hasn't passed away. It's still here. And we watch these people reject the law of Yahweh, and it hurts us. We feel pain. Pain, pain, pain. Because we do love. We do love, and they do not. Their hearts are cold. They think only of themselves and their stuff. And those of us that are of Yahweh, that are his chosen people and know it, feel pain. Like that brother last night. He's hurting. He's grieving over his family. And they're still alive. But he's watching them go down the road to destruction. And I feel his pain with him. And I was sitting here in tears listening to that last night. I love you, brother. Have faith in Yahweh. He will prevail. And I want to thank Pastor Dan for having that gentleman on last night. That was marvelous. That kind of stuff needs to be heard. It needs to be heard. It's a reality check. It's a wake-up call all in itself to hear that good Christian man in such pain. And how can he not hurt? Because he is of Yahweh. And the love of our brethren is in our heart. And to watch our brethren harm themselves by unbelief is painful. That ends the sermon for today. Pray without ceasing. Pray for Israel. Pray for our pastors. Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. Keep the faith and endure to the end. Shalom.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, hip, 2, 3, 4.